You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, she is our community arts advocate.
Nice to see you again, Mark.
Beezy Smith. How are you, Beezy?
I'm good. Good to be with you.
Remaining busy as always,
you
Beezy.
You know, I'm trying to back off a little bit, get things done at home, but you know me, I can't give up on those arts.
What's coming up?
Well, I'm here to talk to you about one of, you know, my own personal passion, storytelling. We have a really exciting event coming up in October, but we want your listeners to be prepared. The Motherlode Storytelling Guild is getting ready for its fifth annual storytelling story slam contest with cash prizes. It'll be taking place in Murphy's in mid-October, but more importantly right now, get your stories ready about that time where you felt like your life was out on a limb. 7-minute story that's going to rock the world with its wonder. Come over and tell it, and maybe you'll walk home with our cash prize. It's so much fun.
If a person has a story in mind, but they've never been a part of this, how do they go about finding information?
People can go to our website, which is SierraNevadaStorytelling.org, and at the homepage, look for the link that says Story Slam Contest. You have up to 7 minutes, no more than 7 minutes. When you go over 7 minutes, you get in trouble.
What else is on the calendar?
All right. So, along with the Story Slam Contest on October 19th over in Murphy's, on Saturday, we have a very special event. We're putting on a family concert of storytelling and song for children of all ages and their families, and it's going to be wonderful. It's our first event that we've ever done at the Murphy's Volunteer Library that's right by the creek there in Murphy's, a wonderful little space. And both of these are free events, and so we're really hoping that a lot of Motherlode families will come out and really enjoy storytelling just for families. Cynthia Restivo, myself, Peggy Riza, a wonderful storyteller who is Pitt River Indian, Kathy Martinez, who lives in San Andreas, are all going to be there, and maybe an appearance by Cynthia's wonderfully musically gifted son, Dominic Restivo, who's also stepping into the storytelling world.
What date and what time?
Okay, the children's concert will be on Saturday, October 20th, beginning at 2 p.m. till about 3:30. We're also going to have a wonderful Every Child Takes a Book Home book giveaway, and we'll have some yummy autumn refreshments at the end of the event.
What else is going on, BC?
Well, the other thing that's really exciting for us is the Motherlode Storytelling Guild is doing a lot of really new, innovative outreach projects. We are finding a way now to get into our Head Start schools where we are able to gift our programs to the schools so that there's no charge to the school for us to do it. And I just recently started going every week to the new Juvenile Justice Detention Center where I've had the opportunity to tell stories with the kids that are there. Those events are able to happen because we're able to get donations now that are under the umbrella of Tuolumne County Arts. I'm really excited that the Motherlode Storytelling Guild was recently accepted as one of our local Arts Alliance's art partners, which gives us the opportunity to go to different community groups to solicit donations for special projects that we do related to serving our community through storytelling. And being an art partner is what is facilitating that effort.
Let's introduce the other guest in the room.
Goody.
Lisette Sweetland, the Tuolumne County Arts Executive Director. Hello, Lisette.
Good morning.
I have to ask you, this recently was Tuolumne County Arts Alliance.
Yes,
the word
true.
Alliance has been dropped.
It has. Mostly because alliteration was a little difficult, as it were. And I really wanted to become more of an overarching arts group, you know, a resource, as it were, as opposed to an alliance. We needed to be working with other arts organizations in order to do so. But mostly it was about becoming a bigger resource for the community at large and making arts accessible.
Tell us a little bit about yourself as this new executive director. Fairly new.
Fairly new. Yeah, actually, let's see. I took over as the ED in January, but this is not my first go around with this organization in particular. I actually became a volunteer with Central Sierra Arts Council when I was 13 years old. And I spent a lot of time putting spackle in walls, you know, after gallery hangings and helping with grants. That's how old I am. That's when you needed to collate papers, hand, you know, in stacks and stacks and stacks. So I spent a good amount of my high school years spending time with Central Sierra Arts Council. And so when the chance to kind of put my energy back into this came up, it was a little bit of kismet, I would say. You know, it just sort of found its way back to me.
Why do you have such a passion for the arts?
You know, without getting too teary-eyed, it saves me. It saved me and it saves me. I came from a broken home, and walking into Central Sierra Arts Council gave me a space to be, and it fed my soul. Art is everything we touch. It is the clothes you put on every day. It's how you wear your hair. It is the fullest expression of our humanity. And so it feeds me every single day, and I don't know how not to feed that. So that's my story.
Okay, so is this position everything you've wanted?
It is. It's the culmination of everything I didn't know I wanted. I've been very fortunate that everything I've done in my professional life has been arts-based, and it has found its way to me no matter what. And so this takes all of my skills and all of my passions, and it sort of put it all together and made it into one big sort of cell, and now I'm sort of picking at the mitochondria, as it were.
What have you learned since becoming the executive director of the Tuolumne County Arts?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that I could really pinpoint any one particular thing other than that we are an incredibly arts-rich community.
Arts advocate, BZ Smith.
Thank you, Mark.
And the new executive director for Tuolumne County Arts, Lisette Sweetland. Pleasure to meet you, Lisette.
Likewise.